is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me for Energy Clearing for Life Force, my podcast. And if you haven't been over there lately, you're going to love the Erica Glessing Show. That is my podcast, flagship podcast. And I'm interviewing creatives right now. They'll be airing in January on Tuesdays. And you're going to love that show. It's really fun interviews with creative entrepreneurs. So head over to the Erica Glessing Show at Podbean or Apple, something like that. Starting in January, I have amazing people I'll be interviewing. Yay. Whew. I've been really lucky lately because it seems like the more I create bigger projects, the better all my businesses do across the board. So today I wanted to just sort of flash in front of you the process of actualizing more of what you'd like in your life. So yeah, we're going to talk about that. So what's the difference between having it and wanting it? What's the difference between being it and desiring to be like them? Do you see? So when you're in kind of a deep state of polarization, what happens is you want everything out there that they have. You don't like anything that you have. And you're pretty sure you've made really bad decisions your whole life. I'm just laughing because the man in the mirror, right? I love that Michael Jackson song where he says, I'm going to make a change and it's going to start with me, right? So if you found yourself in those kinds of scenarios where you've sort of seen everything as half empty and not believed in your path, just pause for a moment and allow yourself to recognize little tiny caterpillar-like movements in the right direction. So then what you want to do is the first step is to take something out, like a piece of paper, you know, like an old-fashioned piece of paper. Immediately everyone's like going on their phones and pulling out a notepad, and that's fine. So you want to take out a piece of paper or a notepad or something where you can write, and you want to write down sort of your perfect life 5 years from now. So you might start with material belongings. You might start with lifestyle. If you need to leave your crappy job, if you want to be married, if you're single, whatever it is that you've decided is sort of like your holy grail. Start writing down like it's done. So it's 2024. We're heading towards Christmas. I'm so blessed because this, 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 and this. And just start like taking stock of a different life than is in your current trajectory. It might just be even like I have more health, or I still have my health, or it might be I've healed from Hashimoto's or something. Like, I don't know what your intentions are for this coming next 4 or 5 years, but it's really the world is opening up for those who'd like to bring light, and we're being pushed in a pretty hard direction towards expressing ourselves bigger, being more, having more financial success, and helping more people with our gifts. And so if you've been given some special gifts, and I'm guessing you have, because like attracts like, and I've been given some amazing gifts from Source. So go ahead right now and just reach out, kind of expand your chest and breathe deeply. And just for a moment, just put away all critical thoughts. And if you're driving, you can't do this right now. But if you're not driving or operating heavy machinery, this is a great thing to do. So just kind of like close your eyes and then suspend disbelief. So take disbelief out of the equation and just be like, what would be really good? Like, what would be really excellent? Like, what monthly amount of money just showing up in my accounts would be just perfect, right? You'd be surprised how little can make up enough. You'd be surprised how little can make up enough. It's amazing how big of a life you can have on not as much as you probably thought you had to have. Okay, cool. So just now, just look at like what would be great in terms of disposable income, fun money. What would be great in terms of where I live? Kind of view do you want? Right? Just kind of go there now to this place where you have what you need. What kind of vehicle do you have a nice car? What are the resources you have? How many people are helping you get your job done? Do you have people working for you? How many people do you have working for you? This is like in your perfect world. Nice. And just now blow that up even a little bigger. See yourself with even more money, more joy, more happiness, more friends, clearer mind, cleaner body. Healthier, happier, joyful. There you go. Nice. Just kind of let all of that come in as though you were already there. Nice. And then what you're going to do is you're just going to take some little baby steps every day in the next 365 days. So if one of them is you want to do both the thing you want and the opposite. So you want to first say, I'd like to be driving a Tesla, and I'm totally joyful that I have an operational Toyota Sequoia at my fingertips. So I'm happy with my Sequoia. Love to be driving a Tesla. That was just for me, guys. Love the body I have. Wouldn't it be fun if the body got a little bit more firm in certain areas, right? Maybe love the job I have, but wouldn't it be fun if I could also be doing this? I love the clients I have, but it'd be so nice if I also had clients like that. There you go. And just keep shifting on each little area where you're kind of like picturing what would be awesome, but appreciating what you already have. And that's just the secret sauce right there. It's this combination of being so thankful for what's already in place, like just for vulnerable, I'm really bad at certain areas of my business. So I have a terrible time keeping track of things. I'm not good at accounting. I'm not good at like organization. I'm brilliant at creative, strategic, visualization. I'm great at creating something out of nothing. I'm great at allowing the technology to serve me without needing it to be perfect. So there's certain things I'm just like flipping phenomenal at and willing to do. And then there's certain things where I'm just flipping so short-sighted and short-handed in that area. So go ahead and just acknowledge the places where you're very strong. And then the places where you could use someone behind you helping you, an operations manager maybe, someone to maybe help with keeping track of things. A checklist manager. One of my friends is so good at checklists, and I just have checklist envy. So just kind of be in this space right now where you're looking at everything benevolently with a kind of like, wow, you've really come a long way, and not like not being aware that you have a long way to go. There you go. That's the energy of how to turn anything from visualizing and visioning it into actually being in your world. And it can be used for anything. You could just appreciate what you have, invite what you'd like, and then take action steps towards what you'd like. And just keep doing that, repeat. And that's your podcast for today. And catch up with me again on Thursday. So thank you for coming to Energy Clearing for Life Force, my podcast.